have drawn me up and did not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you brought up my soul from Sheol, restored me to life from among those gone down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you, the faithful ones, and give thanks to God's holy name, for God's anger is but for a moment, God's favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes with the morning. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favor, O Lord, you had established me as a strong mountain. You hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I cried, and to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have taken off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, so that my soul may praise you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. This is the word of the Lord. It gets better. In 2010, there was a string of suicides across the United States by LGBTQ young people. Teenagers bullied for being gay, and sometimes just for seeming gay to their tormentors. The deaths were heartbreaking and enraging to Dan Savage and Terry Miller, a gay couple who endured years of anti-gay bullying in their teenage years. The message they wanted to share with these dead kids was simple: it gets better. It's terrible now, but it does get better. And you will go on to lead a beautiful life if you can just hang in there. Although it was too late to help some of these young people, they wanted to do what they could for the rest. So Dan Savage and Terry Miller made a video with their message, "It Gets Better." And maybe you've seen it or one like it. They made the video sharing their stories, and then they posted it to YouTube, hoping that others would follow their example and make their own videos. Their goal was to inspire 100 videos with the same message. Today, there are far more than 100 videos testifying that it gets better. There are thousands, hundreds of thousands of these video testimonials posted on the internet and on their website called itgetsbetter.org. I think Dan Savage and Terry Miller distilled the message of Psalm 30 into these three words: it gets better. That is the promise of this psalm. Of course, the psalmist added God to the equation. It gets better because God is with you and for you. Listen to that again. It gets better because God is with you and for you, always. We don't know the exact circumstances that led the author to write the psalm. We know it was hard and bad, and we know that it did indeed get better. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you brought up my soul from Sheol, restored me to life. The great Hebrew Bible scholar, Walter Brueggemann, he says that there are three types of psalms: psalms of orientation, disorientation, and new orientation. Psalm 30 is one of new orientation. The psalmist's old life is gone, torn apart by some hardship. She is now experiencing the grace and the relief of new life, of new possibilities. Do you know this cycle? Have you lived through something like this? Some cataclysmic event that changed your orientation to the world? It's like there was a line in the sand. There was before and then there was after. Maybe it's something as enormous as a divorce or a death, an addiction or an illness, a bankruptcy or an accident. But it could also be something smaller, like not getting into the college of your dreams, losing your job, or maybe moving to a new place. Whatever it was, it pushed you out of your comfort zone from orientation to disorientation, and then finally, hopefully, to new orientation. We could say that the coronavirus pandemic has done this for all of us, couldn't we? How's that for global disorientation? Orientation, disorientation, and new orientation. For the psalmist, there's no going back to the old life. There's only pushing ahead to the new life, the new orientation. Sing praises to the Lord, O you, the faithful ones, and give thanks to God's holy name. Weeping may last for a night, but joy comes with the morning. It got better. Thanks be to God. The new orientation does not come easily, though. Brueggemann says that the Psalms inspire holy candor. They are like a spiritual AA meeting, and the psalmist is open about his struggles. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. Meaning, when things were going well, the psalmist had all the confidence of the world. I will never leave you, God. I will never forsake you, deny you, betray you. And then he goes on to confess, when you hid your face, God, I was dismayed. Meaning, I fell apart. I doubted you. I lost confidence and trust. The mountain of my faith collapsed. And oh, how human, how real this holy candor is. Aretha Franklin sang a gospel song, maybe you've heard it, How I Got Over, How I Got Over, How I Got Over. You know, my soul looks back and wonders how I got over. The psalmist's faith may have been weak and thin, but God's grace was sufficient. God's love was all-encompassing, and eventually, he did indeed get over. Darren was a parishioner at one of my previous calls. That's not his real name. Darren was memorable, not only because he was almost 7 feet tall, but also because he was one of the most positive people that I've ever met. It was not fake or phony either. It was deep and true. And he had more reason than most to be negative. He grew up in an abusive family. He went to Vietnam and came home with terrible PTSD and a bad drinking problem. He was an alcoholic for a long, long time. And somehow he turned it around. He got sober. He met and married a wonderful woman whose love transformed him. He went on to sponsor many, many people on their journeys to sobriety. And he volunteered at the VA, helping soldiers returning from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. There was such a clear before and after with Darren. Disorientation, and then a new orientation. It inspired and encouraged so many of us. He died after a short battle with cancer, and I've never seen a memorial like his. The church was packed with people in recovery, with veterans wearing their uniforms, with church people, and with friends from every service organization in town. Darren's life got better. It got so much better, and he knew it. He thanked God every day for his blessings, and he told us all about it. Psalm 30 ends with thanksgiving for this new orientation. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have taken off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. You have turned my mourning into dancing, and I will give thanks to you forever. Once we've had this sort of experience, this sort of disorientation and new orientation, our life is changed forever. We have experienced God's grace firsthand, and we have felt God's redemption up close and personal. And maybe, just maybe, we've learned to trust God a little bit more. And hopefully, we will hang on to all of this knowledge, all of this wisdom, and all of this truth for the next time this happens. Because we know, soul deep, that it does indeed get better. Thanks be to God.